KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. The Girls State Volleyball Championships will be held today. That is the championships. All the final matches set for today after the semifinals finished up yesterday. In action yesterday in the semifinals in all those classes, it was Cedar Falls defeating Ankeny in three straight. Ankeny Centennial holding off West Des Moines Valley 3-2 in the 5A semis. In 4A play, Pella beat Bishop Heelan 3-2 and Dubuque Waller to 3-game sweep over Cedar Rapids Xavier. In 3A semis, Union beat Mount Vernon 3-1 and Dyke New Hartford ousted Kemper Catholic in three straight. In 2A semis, Western Christian over Council Bluffs St. Albert 3 games in a row, and Waterloo Columbus Catholic swept 3 from Unity Christian. In Class 1A semifinals, Janesville over Holy Trinity Catholic in 3 straight, and Hudson beat Springville 3-1. Finals for today look like this. It'll be 5A first at 10 o'clock this morning. Cedar Falls facing Ankeny Centennial for the title. In the 4A championship game at 12:15 this afternoon, Pella faces Dubuque Wallert. At 2:30, it'll be the 3A title match, Union facing Dyke New Hartford. At 4:45, the 2A championship has Western Christian battling Columbus Catholic. And then at 7 tonight, the 1A title match, Janesville facing Hudson. All those matches in Cedar Rapids. Well, the Hawkeye 10 Conference announced its all-conference girls volleyball selections for the season. First team picks include Lauren Baer of Clarinda, Amy Adams of Kemper Catholic, Sierra Athan of Red Oak, and Sydney McLaren of St. Albert. They were all unanimous selections. Other first team picks include Sydney Craig of Harlan, along with Kara Peter and Abby Lorman of Kemper Catholic, Catherine Poor and Madison Paulson, both of Lewis Central, Dana Marsden of Red Oak, also a first team selection. Atlantic had one pick in the all-conference picks this year, and that was Catherine Leonard. The senior was an honorable mention selection on this year's team. Well, the semifinals got underway yesterday at the Unidome in Cedar Falls for the state football championships in Class 3A play yesterday. Tough one for Glenwood as they took an early 3-0 lead on a Seth Little 44-yard field goal early in the first quarter, and that was all they could muster offensively as the Rams were beaten 6-3 by Webster City. Webster City couldn't muster much scoring either. Drew Fielder's 6-yard touchdown run late in the second quarter was the only score of the game for the Lynx. Their extra point try was blocked. Neither team was able to move much at all, and Glenwood had awful field position for most of that football game. Also, Glenwood lost their quarterback, Colton Wilwarding, to an injury late in the first half, and he did not return in the second half. And that kind of puts a notch in the offense as well. Robert Fredrickson had 101 yards and 26 carries to lead the way on the ground for Webster City in that football game as they advance into the championship in 3A. Next up for them, Pella. Pella was a 34-30 winner over Cedar Rapids Xavier in the other 3A semi yesterday. In 8-player action earlier in the day, Don Bosco took care of business big time with a 72-0 win over Midland in a semifinal. And it was Harris Lake Park advancing to the final as they beat Fremont Mills 35-21 yesterday. Harris Lake Park jumped out to a quick lead with 3 early touchdowns, putting Fremont Mills behind the 8-ball early. A Parker Powers 3-yard run and a Carter Jennings 27-yard reception from the quarterback Mason Vanatta got them back within a striking range in the third quarter, but a couple of more touchdowns for Harris Lake Park took care of business in that ball game as Mason Vanatta was 13 of 28 for 178 yards in that football game yesterday, helping to lead the way offensively for Harris Lake Park in that contest. Also, Trevor Gunderson rushed for 114 yards and 34 carries in that ball game to lead the way for Harris Lake Park in their win over Fremont Mills. Also, action continues today with 4 more semifinal games up at the Dome in Class A action this morning. Just after 10 o'clock, Gladbrook-Rhinebeck will face St. Ansgar. And after that, at 1:06 this afternoon, Bishop Garrigan faces St. Albert. All those teams undefeated, 11-0 on the season coming into today's action. Class 4A semifinals are tonight, Ankeny Centennial facing Dowling Catholic. That's just after 4 o'clock. Cedar Rapids, Washington will play Iowa City West just after 7 o'clock this evening. The 1A and 2A semifinal games set for tomorrow at the Dome. In college football, Daniel Jones ran for 2 scores and threw for another to help Duke upset number 15 North Carolina 28-27 in college football last night. Sean Wilson ran for a game-high 107 yards and a touchdown as Duke finished with 227 rushing yards. and they converted 10 of 17 third down chances. The Tar Heels likely saw any chance of repeating as the league's Coastal Division champion die with that loss yesterday. Also in the top 25 last night, number 13 Utah stayed on pace to reach the Pac-12 title game on December 2nd, rallying from a 13-0 deficit to spank Arizona State 49-26. Joe Williams ran 15 times for 181 yards and a couple of touchdowns last night. A 13-year-old Mason City boy who has a rare form of muscular dystrophy will serve as an honorary kid captain tomorrow night when the Hawkeye football team takes the field against second-ranked Michigan in Iowa City. Hayden Despenes was named after former Iowa football coach Hayden Fry.
I have a disease and I can't really stand for a long time or walk. So I have to be in a wheelchair, which I can get around easier.
His story is documented in a video posted on the UI Children's Hospital website. Hayden has been getting care at the hospital since 2012. His mother, Sarah, says her son was in second grade when he was diagnosed with Friedreich's ataxia. FA is an inherited disease that causes progressive damage to the nervous system and shortens life expectancy. The sister of Hayden's father, Dana, lost two kids to that same disease.
At that moment, in that despair and that urgency, you make a decision. And you either crawl in a hole and go into extreme denial, or you decide to become an active part of trying to find a cure and making your child's life the best that it can be. And so that's what we decided to do.
Hayden is now thriving in school. He's also an honorary Mason City firefighter and involved with a number of organizations raising awareness and funding for FA research. And tomorrow night, he'll be an honorary kid captain for the Hawkeyes. Well, the Baltimore Ravens took over sole possession of first place in the AFC North by beating the winless Cleveland Browns 28-7 last night. Joe Flacco completed 30 of 41 for 296 yards and three touchdowns for the 5-4 Ravens, who own a half-game lead over Pittsburgh heading into the weekend. The Browns are now 0-10 on the season. Chiefs linebacker Justin Houston says he hopes to make his season debut Sunday at Carolina, though the decision to put the four-time Pro Bowl pass rusher on the field ultimately rests with coach Andy Reid. Houston was hobbled by his knee in the second half of last season and tweaked it in a playoff win over the Texans. He barely played in a playoff loss to the Patriots and had surgery in February. The Chiefs have been hoping all along to have him for the stretch run. He began practicing a few weeks ago and was removed from the physically unable to perform list on Wednesday. In his first comments since surgery, Houston said Thursday that he is ready to dominate. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes are battling a lack of consistency as they get set for tonight's season opener against Kennesaw State. Senior guard Peter Jock is the lone starter back from last year's team that made it to the second round of the NCAA tournament.
We look really good some days. We look just okay some days. Individually, there's days when guys are absolutely spectacular, and then there's days when they go missing. Not uncommon for young team. So I think that's the challenge. We have to get more consistent with our execution offensively.
McCaffrey says he's excited to see how the young players react to the first real game.
You know, what's happened so far, we've had practice, we've had exhibition game, scrimmage. This is different. This is game. Let's see what these guys do in games and who can perform well when the lights come on.
Point guard was a concern heading into the season. McCaffrey says sophomore Christian Williams and freshman Jordan Bohannon both played well in an exhibition victory over Regis University. We'll have that game for you live tonight here on KJAN. Pregame show gets underway at 7:30 this evening. You catch all that action right here. Iowa's front court should get a huge boost next season after the Hawkeyes signed big men Luke Garza and Jack Nung. Garza, who's a 6'11", 240-pounder, averaged 25.5 points and 12.5 rebounds, along with a couple blocks as a junior for the Merritt School in Washington, D.C. last year. Nung also is 6'11", but he shot 43% outside the arc for Castle High in Indiana last season, posting 18 double-doubles. Connor McCaffrey, the son of Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, could also sign with the Hawkeyes in the near future, but Connor has yet to decide whether he wants to play basketball, baseball, or both at Iowa. In baseball news, outfielder Matt Holliday became the final free agent, formally leaving the St. Louis Cardinals when he and the team agreed to waive a provision in his contract that would have guaranteed his 2017 salary if he finishes among the top 10 in National League MVP voting. The 36-year-old certainly will not finish among the top 10 when voting is announced on November 17th, so the move makes him a free agent 1 week earlier. He hit 246 with 20 homers and 62 RBIs in 110 games this season, missing substantial time after his left thumb was broken when he was hit by a pitch on August 11th. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.